Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is the Green County Fair Board President, Bob Allen, joining us once again. And so, Bob, the reason why you're here is because you recently had another ag auction in which the proceeds from that go to your capital campaign fund. And this year, the Fair Board is looking to replace the beef barns that are out there at the fairgrounds. Can you tell us, first of all, how that event went for you earlier this month?
Well, our egg auction went great this year, and we're so grateful for the community support and for all the donors for the auction to make it possible. And we were just very pleased on the results of the auction.
And of course, the next obvious question is about how much money was raised at that event.
From the auction itself, we raised approximately about $80,000, so we were very pleased with that.
About how many auction items were there?
There was about 85 auction items that we auctioned off throughout the evening and had a nice crowd. And in about an hour and a half, we had the auction complete.
$80,000 was raised at this year's auction. Where does that money go towards specifically this time?
So specifically, this was our fourth annual auction. We've been raising money as a capital building project to replace the swine, sheep, and the beef barns at the fairgrounds. And we've already completed the swine and sheep buildings. And to be ready for the 2018 County Fair, we will have the beef barns completed.
Do you have a guesstimation about how old those old beef barns were on the fairgrounds?
You know, that's a very good question. We've tried to do some research. We don't even have an actual date. We're guessing sometime probably in the late 1930s. Wow. Is probably when they were built. What's really important to us was that we're kind of starting to be concerned of a safety issue. You know, after seeing the buildings being tore down, they went down pretty easy. And so it was a good thing to get rid of those. And now we have a really nice and very safe facilities.
Can you tell us a little bit about the comparison between what the old beef barn that's no longer standing was made of and what this new building will be made of?
Yeah, so the old buildings were like a wood shingle type building with open sides, and the new building will be a Morton building. It'll be an enclosed building, but we'll have doors for airflow, and so it'll be a little bit different style, but it'll also be taller too, so we have a little bit more functionality and more uses for that building from a long-term standpoint.
About how big is the new building going to be?
So the new building will be 81 feet wide by 119 feet long. Will give us a nice space area for the beef participants.
Now, functionality-wise, the old beef barn was opened right up to the show ring, and kids could bring their animals through there. If this one's going to be a little more enclosed, does that also kind of help with efficiencies then to bring the livestock out into the show ring?
We designed, we'll have doors on each side, and I mean, all that thought process was all put in place through for show days and okay. And for entering and exiting the building to enter the show ring. So all that was thought through.
People drive by right now. There's no beef building up there, but can you tell us about where that your project currently stands at right now?
Yeah, it's and I'd encourage anybody who gets an opportunity to drive out to the fairgrounds, and it looks quite a bit different. You know, it's probably no one really remembers what it looks like before because right. Those buildings have always been there. The buildings are currently gone, and right now the building pad dirt's being brought in, and the building pad is just about complete.
And when do you anticipate the building being here, and then when do you expect it to have it fully erected?
Well, we hope here by the building will be delivered soon, and hopefully at the first of the month of October here, construction will begin, and I anticipate that the building process will actually go fairly quick, and we hope to be done yet this fall. We won't be 100% complete probably this fall, but whatever does not get completed this fall, we'll be able to have adequate time in the spring to finish.
And so will this beef barn be bigger than your swine and sheep then?
From a square footage standpoint, the square footage will be really similar to the other buildings, but the dimensions are a little bit different, but the square footage will be just about the same.
Now, there's rumblings that you're going to have yet another ag auction coming up next year about the same time period. Why are you going to have another ag auction, I guess?
We will be having another annual egg fundraising auction for the capital building project next fall, and primarily is because we will still need funds to complete paying for the project, and we'll see how that goes and where we go from there as far as what we do with the auction, if we continue it, and really what it comes down to is probably where we end up with our final funding. As a fair board, we're very pleased and humbled by the community support, and to actually be able to, you know, complete three brand new buildings and such nice buildings that we have in a five-year window is really incredible. So we're just really grateful for everyone's support.
About how much does your beef building cost?
Well, we don't have some of the final dollar amounts yet, but it's going to be $250,000 to $300,000 probably.
similar to the sheep and swine buildings?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Have you talked as a fair board about any other future plans or anything else you'd like to see as improvements to the fairgrounds after you get your beef building built?
Yeah, that's a good question, Coltrane. To be honest with you, we've been so zoned in and focused. You know, the thing is, what we're always trying to do is try to think of ways to make the county fair a better place for our youth and to promote agriculture education. So we've got some ideas, but really what we need to do is stay focused on getting this really huge project completed. And once we get that done, we'll probably regroup and come up with any other improvements we need. But it's been quite a process and a fun process to go through this last 5 years, and to see the community support is really great.
Well, and you know, specifically about your getting these new buildings built, people, probably the general public, really only sees them in action a couple of weeks out of the year during the county fair. What happens to the buildings the rest of the year when the county fair is not around?
Well, that's a good question, Coltrane, because and we've recently teamed up with a local agribusiness, Syngenta Seeds. Is really kind of a win-win situation. They were looking to want to help support agriculture education, and we obviously only need those buildings for really a couple of weeks during the county fair. And the rest of the year, you know, those buildings could be used for something else. So we're going to lease that space to them so that they can store their bean boxes, and it'll really work out well for timing wise. And it's really a win-win situation.
And that's our guest for today's Community State Bank in Peyton Let's Talk Green County program, here with Green County Fair Board President Bob Allen. Once again, Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.